for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2017 Summer Family Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, July the 1st, 2017. Colonel Williams is the speaker of the service teaching on the spirit of Janus and Jambres, 2 Timothy 3, 8 and 9.
Let's get started. Give an honor to God, who is the head of all our lives, and to His Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Is that correct? And to the precious Holy Spirit, whom we love so well and so much. We want to just thank God for the leadership of His house, Brother Merrill. Amen. And the extraordinary work that He's doing. Fivefold ministry gifts that are also operating in this house. The apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, as well as the evangelist. We just want to thank God for each and every one of you. How many can honestly say that they received some deliverance or received some help this week? Is that right? Amen. How many of you know that Jesus said, greater works shall we do? Greater works shall we do. I was pondering today about a lady by the name of Maria Woodworth Etter, and how many of her meetings she had a cloud. There was a cloud that appeared in her meetings, a cloud of glory. Oh, we haven't seen what's ahead of us yet. And I was also thinking about Charles and Francis Hunter, that my wife and I were ordained under, how they operated with the ministry of angels. And you, in their meetings, you could hear bones popping and snapping because the angels were ministering to the people. Those days are not gone. It's just about to get better. And I'm excited that God has blessed you and blessed myself to be alive for such a time as this. Is that right? All right. Let's try the atmosphere. Right there where you are, I'm not going to have you stomp, you stand, but I just want you to charge the atmosphere. Repeat after me.
I release confusion
into every satanic conspiracy against my life, my family,
my ministry,
the church,
the city,
the nation,
and
even President Donald Trump, our commander in chief. The secret council of the wicked is turned into confusion.
Those gathered against me,
my family,
my
ministry,
and
church
are
scattered. I like what Paul said, brother, I didn't come to you with enticing words of man's wisdom, but as a demonstration of the spirit and power. Is that right? It's time to speak authority and walk into authority. All right. Scatter in Jesus' name. All right. The gates and plans of the enemy will not prevail against us. We overcome every satanic strategy that hell may throw at us. So in the name of Jesus, we receive the plans of God and not the plans of the enemy. We bind and rebuke every spirit of Sanballat and Tobiah to destroy this work in this house. In the name of Jesus, we are hidden from the secret council of the wicked in Jesus' mighty name. And say, I decree that according to Job chapter 22, verse 28, in Jesus' name. Lord, Turn with me to the book of Romans chapter 4, verse correction. The book of Romans chapter 15, let's look at verse 4. The book of Romans chapter 15, verse 4, please. In Romans chapter 15, verse 4, the Bible says, "For whatever was thus written in former days of Old Testament times, was written for our instruction," and I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, "that by our steadfast and patient endurance and the encouragement drawn from Scriptures, we might hold fast to and cherish hope." All those stories in former days are instruction for us. I tell men in men's conference all the time, many of the lessons that we can learn from men like Samson and Gideon and other great men of God, if we can apply those spiritual lessons to our life. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Let's look at verse 9 and 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, let's look at verse 9 through 11. In verse 9, the Bible says, "We should not tempt the Lord, try His patience, become a trial to Him, critically appraise Him, and explore His goodness. As some of them did, and were killed by poisonous serpents." Now look at verse 10. "Nor discontently complain, as some of them did, and were put out of the way entirely by the destroyer of our death." Now look at verse 11. "Now these things befell them by way of a figure as an example and a warning to us. They were written to admonish and fit us for right action by good instruction. We are in whose days the ages have reached their climax, their consummation, and their including period." In other words, in former days, in Old Testament times, though there were examples, there were warnings, there were admonitions, and there were instructions given that also apply to us. Is that correct? We can learn from the earlier patriarchs. And I've learned many spiritual lessons from many of the earlier patriarchs. Now, what we're seeing in this nation right now is an attack on the leadership. And I want you to be patient with me because I'm going to bring you into the subject. So what we're seeing in this nation right now is an attack on the leadership or an attack on our commander-in-chief. In WorldNet Daily, I think it was February 23rd, 2017, an article came out that witches are targeting Donald Trump with mass occult rituals. Mass occult rituals. And believers are praying to protect the president from the demonic realm. With the Donald Trump presidency, it is not merely a political battle anymore, as many of you can see. It has gotten to be now more of a spiritual warfare battle. How many of you are listening to me now? Not only is it political, but it has gotten to be more of intense spiritual warfare. Even from the Trump election, there have been many prophetic parallels that God has released to the church. In other words, God has given the church much revelatory insight, much revelation knowledge from the events even of the election. Now, how many of you know the Bible says in Ephesians 6, verse 12, that we wrestle not? And many churches are wrestling not. Okay? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against, one translation say, principalities and powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness, where? Governmental places, is that right? Or high places, is that correct? Now, I also saw in the article that exorcists, witches, occultists, and a number of magical groups have announced plans to bind Donald Trump using binding rituals. In other words, Matthew 18 and 18 tells us, whatever we bind on earth is bound where? In heaven. And whatever we loose on earth is loose where? In heaven. Now, the Satanists have what we call a counterfeit binding. How many of you know that the devil is a counterfeit? Is that right? He had counterfeit pagan demonic binding rituals. And here's something that struck my heart. I found out through an article that many of the witches and the warlocks and the New Agers and the Satans, they said that all who aid or abet him, that means everybody. That means if you voted for him or you didn't vote for him, that these Satans are at war with you. Hear me out, friends. Hear me out. I see it so many times. We got the power. I hear people say, we got the power, and they sing these tremendous songs, but they don't realize that there are witches and warlocks who are at war with the church. This is not something you just hear on television anymore or hear on the radio. The church is at what? Is at war. Whether you voted for Donald Trump or whether you didn't vote for him, whether you like him or whether you dislike him, you're in a spiritual warfare battle. If you aid and abet him, in other words, if you pray for him or stand in the gap or take the hedge with him. Now, let me say this to you. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 3. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 3, the Bible tells us that we are to do what? Pray for our leadership. We are to do what? Pray for our commanding chief. And I've heard many things, and you've heard many things. I've heard the name called, and he's insane. I've heard the name called, and now he doesn't know what he's doing. He's ignorant. I've heard all these things. But how many of you know, if you know your Bible, that God will choose the foolish things of this world to confound the wise? No, in no means am I exalting Donald Trump. I'm a man who believes in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, that Jesus Christ has the preeminence. And over everything that's said today, it is Christ that has what? The preeminence. He is the firstborn. He is the first begotten of the dead. But as a believer, we have a biblical mandate, and we have an obligation from God to do what? To pray for our leadership. How many of you know, as with the priest, so with the people. As with the people, so with the leadership. Here's another news report that says, Satanists say these mass rituals are to happen every Friday night at 12 midnight. Mass satanic rituals to bind and loose Donald Trump. Now, one thing I do know about satanic sacrifices and satanic occultism, for the month of July, there is a satanic listing of human sacrifice and draining of blood. So the Satanists use certain numerics, and they use certain days to do what? To perform their rituals. I also found out that at different locations across America, that they're going to bind and loose till Donald Trump is no longer in office. I found the rite or ritual that many of the Satanists, and they're gathering around the world by computer, by cell phones, and they're gathering up their rituals. And here's something I found out about some of the rituals that they're going to use. A stub of a candle, a pen, salt, matches, tar card, bird feathers, and other odds and ends, and then call on spirit demonic entities, in other words, call on demonic entities to ensure that President Donald Trump will fail. It also includes burning a picture of our commanding in chief and blowing the ashes into the dust. My saints of God, you are at war. It is not time to be complacent. The church of the blood-bought church of Jesus Christ, we are at war. I'm very transparent. In the 1970s, after my military time, I called myself joining a church. And when I joined the church, I didn't know the bishop of the church was a warlock. They had us burning candles, Red candles mean you can draw love. Green candles mean you can draw money. Black candles mean you can ward off evil. I was just as bound as a goose. He was manifesting black and white magic. They were teaching people how to read the tarot cards. He was doing work. If you had to go to court and there was a magistrate judge that was warring against you, he would tell you to write the judge's name down, put it in his shoe and walk on it to walk him down to your level. I've been there. I've seen the occult in the house of the Lord. We were so deceived, thanks to God. We were so deceived to the point that we thought we were serving Jesus. And some of you right here, right now, you're playing games with the psychic. You're playing games with Mother Mary and Mother Lucy. And you're activating curses. You're playing games with astrology and you're activating curses. It's time that you understand what the occult is. Alright, let me give you another news report. Witches and warlocks, Satanists and occultists are targeting our commander-in-chief with mad satanic occult rituals, black magic witchcraft, necromancy, the conjuring of spirits, spell casting and casting spells, binding rituals, which means to bind something or someone to their will. To bind something or someone to their will. They are releasing a spirit of opposition or an opposing spirit to oppose our commander-in-chief. Now here's another news report. Now I'm going to get to my subject. ABC, great news. Modern witchcraft and the spell of Donald Trump is a monthly cauldron. In other words, they do it every month. It is a binding spell which represents ancient occult rituals assigned to effect change through binding someone or something to another. Petnews.com in the UK. Thousands of witches and warlocks all over the world say the binding spells are working on Donald Trump. The plan is to create the largest mass binding spells in history. My God. Now this is something. This is something. But what is the church's decree? What is the decree of the church? Here's the decree of the church. That God removes kings and that God sets up kings. Come on, give the Lord a break. Turn to the book of Daniel chapter 2 verse 21. The book of Daniel chapter 2 verse 21. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 2 verse 21, He changes the times and the seasons. He, Jehovah Shammah, the ever-present God, He changes the times and seasons. He removes kings and He sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have what? Understanding. Now this is wonderful. Look at verse 22. He reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness and the light dwells what? With Him. Turn to the book of Proverbs chapter 8 verse 15. The book of Proverbs, chapter 8. Let's look at verse 15, please. Look what the Lord says in Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 15. By me, kings reign and rulers decree justice. My God, that speaks for itself. By me, God says, kings what? They reign and rulers do what? Decree justice. Look at John chapter 19, verse 11. St. John chapter 19, let's look at verse 11. St. John chapter 19, once again, let's look at verse 11. Jesus answered and said, You would not have any power or authority whatsoever against me if it was not given you from above. For this reason, the sin of him who delivered me over to you is what? Great. They could not remove the leadership of Jesus unless God purchased it. Hear me out, saints of God. I'm going somewhere with it. The Bible not only touches leaders appointed by God, but the Bible also says that God intervenes at times to control their behavior. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 21, let's look at verse 1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As all the watercourses, he turns it whichever way he wills. God turns the heart of a ruler. God turns the heart of a leader whichever way that he what? That he will. Isn't that good? Amen. All right. Now let's get to our subject. So we see there is mass occult rituals against our commander in chief. Will the church be powerless, or will the church engage? Our subject is the spirit of Johnnies and Jambres. Once again, the spirit of Johnnies and Jambres. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, chapter 7. Let's look at verse 8 and 11. Exodus chapter 7. Let's look at verses 8 and 11. In verse 8, the Bible says, "And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron," verse 9, "when Pharaoh says to you, prove your authority by a miracle, then tell Aaron, throw your rod down before Pharaoh, and it may become a serpent." Look at verse 10. So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and did as the Lord commanded. Aaron threw down his rod before Pharaoh and his servants, and it became a serpent. Now look at verse 11. Then Pharaoh called for the wise men, skilled in magic and divination, and the sorcerers, and the wizards, and the what? Jugglers. Okay? And they also, those magicians of Egypt, did similar things with their enchantment and their secret arts. So we see that Pharaoh called the wise men, men that were skilled in magic and men that were skilled in divination, sorcerers, wizards, and even the jugglers. Is that correct? Now, nowhere in these verses do we see the name Jannes and Jambres. The Bible does not reveal their name. But let me bless you here. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let's look at verse 8. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let's look at verse 8. Now has Jannes and Jambres were hostile and resisted Moses. So these men also are hostile and opposed the truth. They have depraved and distorted minds, they are reprobate and they are counterfeit. And to be rejected as far as the faith is concerned. Now look at verse 9. But they will not get very far, for their rash folly will become obvious to everybody, as was that of those magicians mentioned. Isn't it amazing that the Apostle Paul, thousands of years later, identified Pharaoh's two main sorcerers? And he identified them by the power of the Holy Spirit. Nowhere in the Old Testament does it identify Jannes and Jambres. But the Apostle Paul, through the inspiration of the Spirit of God, called them out. Possibly through a word of knowledge, a supernatural knowing, by the Spirit of the living God. The magicians of Egypt opposed the leadership of Moses and Aaron. That is an opposing spirit. That is a spirit of opposition. It is safe for me to say, from the White House to the outhouse, there is a spirit of opposition in the land. There is an opposing spirit in the land. There is a resisting spirit in the land. And prophetic parallel of Donald Trump is prophetic of our churches, that our leadership, our leaders in the land, whether in the educational system, whether in the legal system, whether with the justice system, or whether in the church, our leadership are under attack, and they need for the saints to begin to intercede and begin to pray and begin to bind and loose and get authority for their sake. Hello, saints. Apostle Paul, through the supervision of the Holy Spirit, identified these sorcerers, these wizards, these magicians, these jugglers. How many of you know it's time for the veil to be removed? It's time for the truth to come out. It's time to move away from lies. I remember when I was a kid, they had me looking at the Wizard of Oz. And now when I got to be an adult, I began to realize that Wizard was a sorcerer. He was a magician. He was a warlock. And bless Dorothy Littlehart, she was here, let's go see the Wizard to get some answers. Dorothy, I would love to tell you now, you better find Jesus to get the answers. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a prayer. All right. That spirit of Johnny and Jamboree is alive and well in the 21st century. Though these magicians are dead, though these magicians are deceased, those familiar spirits are in operation. I'll say that's warfare. They're deceased, they're dead, but those familiar spirits are beginning to do what? Manifest. Hostile opposers, resistors to the leadership of Moses and Aaron. Hostile opposers, resistors to the leadership of America. Hostile opposers, resistors to the leadership of the church. Resisting God's plan and resisting God's purposes. What are we seeing in our nation among our young people? 30 days ago, before we came to Lake Hamilton, I had a dream. And in the dream, God dealt with me about myself. And I'm speaking to some of the young people right now. I had a dream that John Cena, WWE Raw, was sitting in the back of Lake Hamilton. And I woke up and I said, God, you're dealing with me from a child. And I don't know if some of you old as I am, but don't have a child. Eddie Graham, the great Malenko, Hiro Matsuda, and all these wrestlers. But when you look at wrestling now, you see Randy Orton, the Viper, shape-shifting as a snake, a serpent on national TV. You see The Undertaker doing satanic rituals with caskets. You see Hell States of God. You see all lesbianism and all this perverted stuff. And you see the little children that are bound by wrestling when it's becoming Illuminati inspired. And you see the little babies, they're caught up in the limelight of that. I told my wife, God dealt with me. How many of you know a little leaven of leaven the whole lump? How many of you know that it's the small foxes that will do what? Spoil the hind. God had to deal with me because I grew up as a child in Florida watching wrestling. And God was showing me it's full of cultism, it's full of sorcery, it's full of lesbianism, Lord. You name it. And I want to say to young people, pray. Repent yourself in that area. Seek the face of the Lord about that. We see the rise of Jamies and Jamborees in America and around the world. Sorcery is on the rise. Witchcraft is on the rise. Wizards are on the rise. Wicca, modern day witches, nature worshippers. What else we see? Spiritualism, paganism, psychics are on the rise. How many of you are with me? The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1 says, that which has been shall be again. That which has been shall be again. There are books on all kinds of occult practices. Magazines, games. A lot of these games are with sorcerers and with demons with occult powers. Music, now you're hearing, is full of what? Sorcery and magic and witchcraft. Our educational systems, our colleges and universities now teach the occult. The New Age movement is on the rise with occult and pagan religions. Satanic rituals, even law enforcement are saying that many of the murders that they are seeing, they are suspected it to be connected with satanic crimes. Halloween, the holy day of witchcraft. I remember when I was a child. I remember the pastor of the church, that was way back before I got way back in the 60s. I won't say that far back, but I will. And they had us come on Halloween night to the church, and we dressed up like Frankenstein, the Wolfman, and Dracula, and we sit up in the church with these costumes on. How many of you know when you look back at all that, you say, my God, thank God for the truth, man. Man, I'm in the church thinking I'm Bela Lugosi or Boris Karloff or Vincent Price. Oh, I'm sitting up in church, the Wolfman, Frankenstein, and Dracula. In the house of the Lord. Listen, we had defiled the temple. The women's liberation movement is full of the occult. The female goddess The reawakening of the goddess consciousness is on the rise.
How many of you are listening to me? James
and Jamboree, that spirit is on the rise. Parents, we need to pay attention to what our children look at.
You know, I heard one lady say, well, I got a password. I said, well, these kids are so smart, they can bypass that password. These kids know what? They understand technology. That's one of them.
Highlights magazine.
Say that again, brother.
Highlights magazine. The little magazine for kids. Full of occultism.
Ooh, you just educated me. Did you hear what he said? Highlights magazine. Full of occultism. Anybody else aware of that? Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much. That's good. And we need to keep paying attention. And we need to begin to do what? Pay attention. Now, I begin to watch our commanding chief. And many times it looks as though our president looks like if the effects of witchcraft sometimes are trying to influence him. In other words, it appears as Trump is going through a battle in the solar realm, because I believe that the spirit of James and Jeffrey has entered the White House. And many of you know that the effects of witchcraft can go this way. Sickness, aches, and pains. Drain. Feeling of being drained like a vampiric spirit. Tired, exhausted. No known reason. You're taking your iron. Anger and frustrations through witches' incantations. Well, you may think it's all right to get mad at God. Discouraged. You feel it. Discouraged. You feel sad. You feel like I've lost all my joy. It could be witchcraft. Trouble paying attention. You feel your mind is scrambled. You feel disoriented. You feel confused. Curses released from witchcraft can cause fears to enter the mind. Witchcraft seeks to embarrass you in front of everybody. There's a site that I went to called the Other Side of Darkness about the effects of witchcraft. Lightheadedness. Unable to focus or concentrate. Brain fog. Eye pain. Vision blur. Dizziness. Forgetfulness, misplacing items, memory loss, scatterbrain. Witchcraft can even affect emotion, depression, hopelessness, suicidal thoughts, feeling of just hurting yourself, violent thoughts of hurting others. In your sleep, witchcraft can manifest. Sleepiness, fatigue. Very hard to get out of the bed, insomnia, dropsy, night terrors, nightmares, inability to dream or remember what you dreamed. In your relationship with God, distrust in reading the Bible, unable to pray or worship, angry at God, and you're always blaming God could be the assigned effects of witchcraft. In your sexual life, Well, let me move away from that and come to the children. In your body, sick after eating food someone else prepared. I know of a situation in Florida where a lady cooked these collard greens, turnip greens, and she cast a spell on this lady through her food. And the lady began to get real sick and began to manifest terror. Listen, I'm not fanatical. But I'm the kind of man who believes to pray for what you eat, okay? Amen. And especially when you're in foreign countries. Okay? All right. Nausea, vomiting, stomach pain, bloating, heartburn, intense itching. Uncontrollable shaking could be a sign of the effects of witchcraft. What about in your mind? Fear of people, places, anxiety, panic attacks. Hearing voices could be the effects of witchcraft. Obsessive thoughts, feeling like you're going crazy. Inability to control thoughts, addictions of all kinds, attraction to things of the cult movies. When you're drawn to horror movies, I'm transparent. I'm guilty. I grew up with the horror movies, the fright movies, the terror movies. And guess what? There's something in that movie will draw you, will soul tie you. And the enemy can use it, and the enemy can do what? He can take advantage of it. Let me give you some scriptures. Turn to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31. The book of Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31. How many of you have been touched so far? Leviticus chapter 19, look at verse 31. Turn not to those mediums who have familiar spirits, or to wizards. God says, have nothing to do with that. Do not seek them out to be defiled by them. I am the Lord. And I want you to remember, I hear people say sometimes, but I don't care about the Old Testament. Well, we just showed you in Romans 4 and 1 Corinthians 10 that those things that happen were for our instruction, our admonition, our warning. Okay? Look at Leviticus chapter 20, verse 6. We know that we have a greater covenant, which is Christ Jesus. We know that. All right, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 6. The person who turns to those who have familiar spirits into wizards, being unfaithful to Israel's maker, who is her husband, and thus claim to harlot after them, I will set my face against that person and will cut him off from among the people, that he may not be included in the atonement made for them. Let's look at Leviticus chapter 20, verse 27. Verse 27, a man or woman who was a medium and had familiar spirit or wizard shall surely be put to death. In other words, that was a death penalty for any type of soul tying with wizards or warlocks or witches. Look at the book of Revelation. Let's go there. Look at a couple of scriptures. The book of Revelation, chapter 21. Let's look at verse 8, please. The book of Revelation, chapter 21. Let's look at verse 8. In verse 8, the Bible says, and the Amplified Bible, has for the cowards and the ignoble and the contemptible and the cravenly lacking in courage and the cowardly submissive. I mean, what kind of spirit is that? Cowardly submissive. And it has for the unbelieving and faithless, and has for the depraved and the foul abomination, and has for murderers and lewd and adulterers and the practitioners of magic arts and idolaters and those who give supreme devotion to anyone or anything other than God. And all liars, those who knowingly convey untruth by word or deed, all of these shall have their part in the lake that blazes with fire and with what? Brimstone. Is that right? God hates the occult. Thank you, God. Many of you young people, God hates the occult, and astrology stands with that. Look at Revelation chapter 22. Let's look at verse 15. The book of Revelation chapter 22. Look at verse 15. The Bible says, but without our dogs and those who practice sorceries and magic arts, here we are again, and impurity, the little adulterers and the murderers and the idolaters and everyone who loves and deals in falsehood, untruth, error, deception, and what? Cheating. So you can see from those scriptures there that God, that's what? He hates the occult. I could not believe what I was hearing. And how the mass occult rituals have gone worldwide, and the satanic binding and loosing every Friday night, and even going into to blood sacrifices. I'm waiting to hear soon about the human sacrifices for our president, Donald Trump. And I'm not moved by what people say. I only stand with what God is saying, what God is doing with America, whether we're having a reprieve or we're having a delay, or that God's purpose and plan will be fulfilled. And it's our obligation as a believer that we begin to do what? Begin to pray for him. Okay? Now, whenever you have the spirit of Janus and Jambres, you're going to also have the spirit of Egypt. Because you can remember that they were what? Egyptians. Is that right? If I'm correct in my heart, in Acts chapter 7, verse 22, I think it's Acts chapter 7, verse 22, and I pray that I'm correct coming out of my heart. The Bible said that Moses was skilled in all the wisdom of the Egypt. Moses was skilled in all the wisdom of Egypt. If Moses was skilled in all the wisdom of Egypt, Moses understood the dark arts. Hello, saints of God. Is that right, Sister Carla? Hello, saint. That's a very touchy area. Moses understood black magic. Hello. white magic, black witchcraft, divination. Is that right? Come on, brother.
He
was trained. All right, Brother Randy, thank you. Randy said he was trained in Egypt with all the arts. But here's one that I didn't bring up. They were also alchemists. They could transform what certain objects or certain metals, is that right, from inanimate to adamant. Or inanimate to adamant. Now, whether you say to God, no it or not, you're in the time of the end game. You're in the time when the Word of God is being fulfilled. Is that right? Everything that Jesus Christ said in this Word, is coming to pass rapidly. Is that right, saints of God? And listen, we're getting ready to do battle with the forces of hell, with the powers of darkness, have never seen before. And I tell people constantly, my greatest awakening, I've seen a lot of things in my life, but my greatest awakening in my life to the ministry of casting out evil spirits was when my wife and I went to St. Elizabeth, Jamaica. And when we were talking to people that were having, I forgot the children here, S-E-X with demons or familiar spirits that were impersonating humans. And these spirits were impersonating the deceased husband or the deceased wife. And I began to take notes. You know, here's some strange things. I'm saying, here we go in the 21st century, and we got these spirits impersonating humans, and they would tell me they would come in through the walls, 3 o'clock at night. There was a foul odor smell. They would have the same mannerisms, hair color, complexion, the same voice patterns. And when I began to see that, I began to understand the Word of God is forever settled in heaven. God's Word is the truth. It is not a lie. If God said it, then guess what? We're to believe it and it shall come to pass. So we're in a time. This is not the time to play games. This is not the time to play church. We're at warfare. Listen, we should have compassion for captives to be set free, because there are so many people out here that are bound, and they need somebody who has the Spirit of Christ on the inside of them to pray for them, and that Jesus will set those people free.
Amen.
The spirit of Egypt. The spirit of Egypt is bondage and woe. How many of you know that many believers are still in Egypt? Many believers don't want to come out of Egypt. How many of you are with me here? The spirit of Egypt is responsible for enormous pressures and stresses. The spirit of Egypt can make us sick and break us down. The spirit of Egypt, saints of God, is nothing but darkness. God wants the believer to go into Goshen, where the light is. That's what the Lord wants us to do. I could stand here and tell you that we have witnessed that spirit of giants and jamborees with false miracles overseas. We could tell you some things from shape-shifting to certain type of human impersonations. And we can go on and on. And it's something that many people will say, well, that's on television. That's on sci-fi. No, it's not on television. It's not on sci-fi. It is happening right now. How many of you know you can't get no help in Egypt? Turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 31, verse 1. The book of Isaiah, chapter 31, verse 1. Once again, that's the book of Isaiah, chapter 31, verse 1. In verse 1, it says, woe to those who go down to Egypt for help. Hello, saints. Who rely on horses and trust in chariots because they are many, and the horsemen because they are very strong. But they look not to the Holy One of Israel, nor seek and consult the Lord. You're going to Egypt for help. You come up. You're going to the hoodoo worker. You're going to the root worker. You're going to the witch. You're going to the warlock. You're going to the wizard for help. What can a tar? How can a tar card reader in Egypt help you? Time to go to Jesus. We need the guidance of the Holy Spirit in this hour. Every born-again believer should be rescued from Egypt. Egypt is nothing but rebellion and bondage against God. How many of you know that the spirit of Egypt loves slaves? The spirit of Egypt had slaves. And the spirit of Egypt wants to bring you right back into bondage. How many times in deliverance ministry we've seen demons cast out of people? And they don't fast, they don't pray, there's no devotion. They don't keep their temple, they don't keep their house clean. And they are right back out there in their sin and bondage, taking on seven more worse than the first. And they come back, and I'm not saying this out of arrogant or hostility. They come back. Man of God, I need you to wrestle with my demons for until we get set free again because I fail. It's time to pray, saints. It's time to war. Alright? I'm going to share this little word that I saw and I added my own info to it, and it blessed me so tremendously. It's a prophetic word that I gave in reference to Janes and Jambres. I had a format, but I added my own. Has Janes and Jambres whispered Moses, you better pray and fast to see the power of Jesus Christ? Beloved, in these last days, you can clearly see a spiritual war is going on between light and darkness. Wheat and tares, sheep and goats. As you are about your life on a regular basis, barely fasting, barely reading your Bible, with those watered-down prayers, there are satanic powers on the rise. And these satanic powers, these New Age occultic teachers, are coming with lying signs and wonders. When Moses and Aaron came with power, Janes and Jambres were there to fight them. In these last days, Satan is raising up an army of witches and warlocks and magicians and sorcerers and alchemists, a Janes and Jambres generation, to counter the children of God who are standing firm for Jesus. It's coming a time when the Holy Spirit will come on the scene like never before, giving power to those who are hungry for righteousness' sake. It's time to get hungry. It's time to pray, and it's time to fast. Not only for our commanding chief of America, but for our leaders. Even Brother here, Brother Merrill, even Brother pastors here that have churches, it's time to pray. Stand with them. Show some compassion by seeking God's face for them. The spirit of Janes and Jambres is on the rise. I was at a mall in Mexico one time, and a young Latino lady walked up to me, and she said, can I prophesy to you? And I wasn't bearing witness with her in my spirit. I said, you want to prophesy to me? She said, yes. She said, I can also cast out demons. I said, well, you cast out a demon. I said, what do you do? She said, I could put this tomato in your hand and draw power and suck the demon out through the tomato. I said, you can suck the demon out through the tomato. She said, but it'll be $50. I looked at her and I told her I loved her, and I told her, hasta luego, nos vemos. See you later. Okay? There's deception out here. There's lying signs and wonders. You're going to have to pray for the gift of discerning so you can discern the spirit of error from the spirit of truth. 1 John 4:1, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they have God. Is that right? But many false prophets are going where? Up into the world. 1 Corinthians 2:15, he that is spiritual, he judgeth all things. The Greek word dokimazo, he that is spiritual testeth, examineth, proves, discerneth all things by the word of God.
That's right.
I am sectionized. All right. I didn't take that long just to say that. Did. Give Jesus a praise. That was good. Amen. That was good. How many of you were touched by that message right there? Amen. All right. The Lord working with me. Thank you, brother. I'll tell you what. You know what? When you get to heaven, you're going to be an honorary 8-pin. A retriever for the kingship of the house. Am I
hand of God. I'm not sure. So I find that to see that was the hand for the dead though. Amen. All right. Come on, saints. Let's pray. Let's bow our head. Praise the Lord. Anybody living or dead? Let's dig deeper. Deep. All of these struggles have dug deep. Let's go again. Anybody living or dead who have hurt or wounded or disappointed you, there's got to be forgiveness. Unforgiveness can cause cancer and arthritis. We want to minister in the area of sickness, disease, and infirmity today. This is where we want to minister at. Only in the area of sickness, disease, and infirmity. I want you to right now ask the Holy Spirit to show you anybody living or dead that you're holding in an unforgiveness, bitterness, or resentment for right now. Ask the Holy Spirit to shine the light, to shine the spotlight on you right now. In the name of Jesus. And show you who is this? Who is it that you missed? Who is it that you left unchecked? Ask the Spirit of God to reveal that to you right now. Whether it was family members, or whether they're living, whether they're dead, and you're still holding any resentment, bitterness, unforgiveness toward. Or whether it was a family member, whether it was a church hurt, wounded in the house of my friends, church hurt, or whether it was a friend, or whether it was an associate, or whatever it is, ask the Holy Spirit. Mean it from your heart, not from your mind. Let it get down in your heart. God, I forgive these people. I forgive them, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I hold no unforgiveness, no bitterness, no resentment toward anybody, living or dead, dear Father. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Search your heart. All you're doing is you're taking that legal ground back from the enemy. You know, the enemy can't hold that ground anymore because you release it to the Lord. You release it to Jesus. Is that correct? Okay, continue to pray. Seek the face of the Lord. Ask the Holy Spirit to shine that light. Shine that light on that person. Right. Whether you were raped, or violated, molested, or what may have you. Okay? You know, many times in Micah chapter 6, the Lord says, because of your rebellion, he told Israel, because of your rebellion, I made you sick. So a lot of times sickness can come from rebellion. Okay? All right. Now, once you fast, then you can raise your heads up. Okay? All right, but I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, we pray that, Lord, you will release the ministry of holy angels. We pray for the ministry of holy angels that they are ministers to the heirs of salvation. We are the heirs of salvation. And we pray that you will release these servants, the chains, to come down, and Father, in our natural realms, to chain and gag and bind these spirits that are hiding. And many of these ruthless, ruler spirits that are hiding, Father, we ask that the spirit of burning, Isaiah 4, God says you will cleanse the daughters of Zion with the spirit of judgment and the spirit of burning. And Father, we just pray that you will begin to release the spirit of burning and release the spirit of judgment on these ruler spirits, dear Father, and that the holy angels will come and help us minister, that the angels of the Lord will come and help us minister and war in the name of Jesus. I bind the principalities and powers in the heavenlies from the north, south, east, and the west. I bind the demonic strong man operating in every individual in this house in the name of Jesus. And I even bind the demonic strong man beneath our feet from giving any aid or giving any type of assistance. And Father, we just pray humbly and compassionately to you, Father, Adonai, Jehovah Shammah, in Jesus' name. Sign the angels of the Lord to these young babies to protect these children of God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And Father, we pray to God also, Father, you said because of their unbelief that Jesus could not do no miracle. I bind the spirit of unbelief that I saw today. I bind the spirit of fear that I witnessed today. I bind the spirit of doubt that I also witnessed today. I even bind the spirit of levage and pride. I don't want nobody to see me. I don't want nobody to know that I'm bad in that. Well, you've been hiding and you're afraid somebody's going to see you and so forth. So, Father, we just bind the vow to bind that marine spirit, that sea serpent, that dragon, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, has the word that went forth from James and Jambri, and Father, we pray that it will be placed upon our hearts, oh God, it will be placed upon our hearts as revelation, and, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And the Holy Spirit will bring it even back to our remembrance when we need it, Father, in the name of Jesus. All right, let's go. We're praying and we're believing God for healing
deliverance and healing goes together. You know, the Bible said that Jesus cast out the dead, those devils, and they were healed. And as a conjunction, they were healed. So many times the demons are unearthed, and once they're unearthed, then the healing can come in and take place. Is that right? All right. In the name of Jesus Christ, get ready. You have to be sincere. If you're sincere, I'm going to begin to attract some areas, and you have to be sincere that you want Jesus to free you from that. All right. In the name of Jesus, Father, we release the spirit of hurting on the enemy out here 4 and 4. And we pray that the holy angels will begin to go into action in Jesus Christ's name. All right, all cancer spirits, I come against cancer right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of cancer come out now in Jesus' name. Breast cancer, breast tumors, ovarian cancer in the name of Jesus. All the cancer spirits, come on, come on, huh? Come on, come on, skin cancer, out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Fear of cancer, fear of dying from cancer, come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, all the cancer spirits, line up. I break the soul down of bitterness and resentment that holds on to cancer along with arthritis in the name of Jesus. I come against lung cancer, all the black lung, come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, all the lung cancer spirits, come out now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Many times spirits are stubborn. And that I mean no harm, and show the nature of that individual in their life. They are stubborn, so you have to kind of push them out. All right, come on, give me one call from the cancer. Generation, come on, all cancer, generational curse of cancer. Come on, I break that now in Jesus' name. All right, I come against bone cancer, cancer of the bone and the bone marrow. Come on, out of the bone marrow, move in Jesus' name. Breast and the throat and the back. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, a kundalini in the back. The serpent in your back. Come on, out of there. Come on, you picked up that serpent in the back. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, out of there, kundalini. Come on, kundalini. Come on, the serpent in the back. All the transports and the vertebrae. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Father, let the holy angels come and drag them out of there in Jesus' name. Yes. All right, let's push again. Come on, out of there now. Come on, give me one big one. All the serpents, serpents in the eyes. Come on, serpents in the ears. Come on, out of there, in the spine. Go in Jesus' name. I come against in the liver. Come on, I break generational curses on the liver and even in the kidney and the pancreas, even in the stomach. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. In your stomach, there can be coiled serpents of lust. They abide in the abdomen. I come against these coiled serpents of lust that affect the abdomen, called stomach pain. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, all the serpents in the stomach, all the abdomen. Come on, push them out of there. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Diabetes, all the diabetic spirits, come out there now in Jesus' name. Diabetes, all right. Neuropathy in the legs, come on. Burning in the eyes, come on. Thirsty, itching. Come on, all the diabetic spirits, move out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, saints, get your freedom there. High blood pressure, I come against hitting anger and rage because of high blood pressure. Hitting anger and rage because of high blood pressure. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, out of there now. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Hitting anger and rage because of high blood pressure. Come on, that's one. Come on out of there. Move. We release the spirit of judgment. We release the spirit of burning. Plead my cause, the Lord, within the strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Come on out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. I'll come against heart attack that they spoke earlier. Heart palpitations, anxiety, stress of the heart. Come on, pain in the heart. Come on, move in Jesus' name. Come on, out of there in Jesus' name. All the stroke spirits, all the aneurysms in the brain. Come on, strokes and aneurysms. Come on, out of there. I break all family line curses of stroke and even aneurysm in Jesus Christ's name. Father, let the holy angels come and bring them out of there and drag them out of there in Jesus' name. All right, breathing problems, shortness of breath, breathing problems. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. We breathe them out. Lupus. My niece had lupus, and I found out that the spirit of rejection caused that lupus because she felt rejected by my sister, which is her mother. So when she got delivered from rejection, she was healed from lupus. She didn't have to take the medication anymore. So I come against lupus right now in the name of Jesus. Come out of there, lupus. All the lupus that's connected with hidden rejection. Come on, move all over this place in the name of Jesus. I come against insomnia and Alzheimer's. All right, bones, all the bone spirits. Come on, all the bone spirits, come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh him ashamed and rottenness to his bone. She makes his bone rotten. Come on, out of there, because she embarrasses her husband. She put it to shame. She shows out in public on it. Come on, out of there now. Out of the bone, all the bone marrow, all the bone spirits. Dry bones, no moisture in the bones, brittle bones. Come on, bone diseases. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, breathe them out. Come on, breathe them out of here. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let the holy angels come and bring them out of here now, Father. Drag them out of there in Jesus Christ's name. I come against pinched nerves. Come on, brittle bones, dry bones, pinched nerves. Come on. Father, let the angels of the Lord begin to minister to pinched nerves in the name of Jesus. Come on, all over this place. Let's go. Move. Out of it. Pinch nerves. Come on, pinch nerves. Come on, I see a lot of them running through the... Oh, man. Let's have that again. You got quite a few people with pinch nerves. All the pinch nerves. All of the angels minister to the pinch nerves. Come on. Out of it. Out of there now. In Jesus Christ's name. Come on. Move. In Jesus' name. Pain. I come against pain. If you get rid of anxiety and worry, you can remove pain. Pain is connected with worry. In terms of the Jerry used to teach that. Is that right, Mr. Jerry? All right, all the pain, all the worry, come out now. Worry is satanic meditation. That's all it is. You walk by faith and not by sight, right? Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, loose up. Even the pain in your back when I'm sensing, come on, out of there now. The heavy burden that you carry, you feel like you're carrying the heavy burdens, you're trying to be strong for everybody else, but you're hurting on the inside of yourself. Come on, out of there now. Come on, if you're trying to keep a straight face and be strong, but you're not, sister, you've been carrying a lot of heavy loads. Come on, move, in Jesus Christ's name. All right, in the name of Jesus, come on, in the name of Jesus. I come against pain in the head. There was a woman in Mexico, she had migraine headache, and she said she wasn't on medication, she didn't have a generational curse of migraine. So I asked her, I said, you married? She said, yeah. I said, you have problems with me to your husband? She said, he don't tell me nothing, and he don't tell me what to do. So migraine can be connected with refusing to submit to your husband. All the migraine spirits, I bet you curse. Come on, move, in Jesus' name. I come against this pancreas, the bladder, come on, all the bladder, sinus, all the sinus problems, come out now, come on, out of there now, in Jesus' name, come on, breathe those things out, in Jesus' name. Father, let the holy angels minister, let the angels of the Lord minister in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the diabetes could be rooted in rejection. Not only blood sausages and blood, but it can also be rooted in a form of rejection. I come against, oh, here's one, every believer. Self-hatred, come out. Right now, I hate myself. The spirit of ugly, you put on excessive makeup because you feel ugly. Somebody spoke an ugly curse on you. Come on, move, in Jesus Christ's name. I command guilt to go. Even the guilt. All the guilt. There you go, guilt. Come on out of there now, in Jesus' name. Come on, bring them out. Come on, guilt. Come on. Out. In Jesus' name. I come against a weak immune system. When the enemy is attacking your immune system, come out of there now, in Jesus' name. Come on. All the weak immune systems all over this place. Come on. All over this place, in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. Weak immune system. Come on. I come against the draining spirit. I come against the vampiric spirit. The excessive tiredness. The excessive fatigue. Come on. All this draining. All the draining spirits in here. Come on. Let the angels of the Lord minister to you. Come on out of there now. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. I come against... Come on. All this, come on. Draining. Vampiric spirit. Tired. Come on. Feel like the dropsy. Come on out of there now, in Jesus' name. Come on out of there now, in Jesus' name. Come on, don't watch everybody else say, look at you. You might have a big old angel standing there ready to minister to you. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, come on, move, in Jesus' name. All right, I come against darts in the liver. The Bible talks about the prostitute trap. If you visit a prostitute, there could be dots in your liver. Come on, out of there. Out of there. Out of there. Out of there. In Jesus' name. Come on, out of there now. In Jesus' name. Adultery. Okay, the curse of adultery. Where your stomach swells. Come on, out of there now. In Jesus' name. All the adultery spirits. Move, 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 move. Move, perversion, adultery, swelling of the stomach. And the Bible also talks about adultery, the rottening of the thighs, where your thighs become weak and they become rottening. Come on, out of it. Out of it. In the name of Jesus Christ. All right, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come against right now. Come on, fear of death and fear of dying. Come on, fear of death, fear of dying. I break medical curses off of you right now in Jesus' name. You shall live and not die and declare the glory of the Lord. You shall live and not die, and you shall declare the glory of the Lord. All right, come on, out of it, 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 in Jesus' name. I break insanity curses off your family. When you have family members, insanity, lunacy, moonstruck, craziness. Come on, come on, out of there, break it off. Incest. Okay, all the incest spirits. Come on, come on. Sleeping with the next of kin, sleeping with a family member. Come out of there now. In Jesus Christ's name. Now, many of you are holding back. I can see you fighting. Okay, I can free from that, but I don't want to be free from that. That's my little pet bulldog demon. I want to keep him. I got him on a chain. I don't want to let him go. Come on, saints. You got to surrender. You got to surrender. Come on, adultery. Adultery. Come on, come on. Adultery. Come on, move. Out of there, out of there, out of there in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Okay, rheumatoid arthritis. Upon all the eyes. All that's in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the what? Pride of life. All upon the cyber sex. All the cyber sex spirits. Come on now in Jesus' name. Come on, come on. Cyber sex. Cyber sex. Cyber sex, let them go in Jesus Christ's name. All right. I come against right now high cholesterol, rooted in anger and hostility. High cholesterol, rooted in anger and hostility. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. High cholesterol, rooted in anger and hostility. I come against the spirit of death, asthma. I come against the curses of asthma. I break that off of you tonight in the name of Jesus. Come on, asthma. Come on, asthma. Come on, asthma. Come out of there, asthma. Out of there, asthma, in the name of Jesus. I command you to go when Jesus Christ was saying, come on, move. Father, let the angel of the Lord invade the area of asthma, which is nothing but a spirit of death. I had a nephew, he had asthma, he was a bodybuilder, really fast, and he would just have choking, just strangulation, suffocating, and just horrible. But my God, but we come against asthma in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, loose, in the name of Jesus. Asthma rooted in fear. Okay, the Bible says fear have torment. Asthma rooted in fear. All right, all the fear spirits come out now in Jesus' name. All right, all right. There's some people, this is not entertainment show, thank you, God. God is moving. There's some people watching the other person and say, oh my God, no. You need to be ministered to. Is that right? Okay, come on out of that now. All right, let me cover another two areas that I'm concerned about your help. I'm concerned about my health also. All right, I come against the Bible says, he that curses his mother or father, the raven shall pluck out his eye. Eye problems, glaucoma, cataracts, dry eyes, no moisture in the eyes, because you may have cursed your parents. All right, come out of there now in Jesus' name. All the eye problems, come out of there now. Come on, come on, come on, out of there. Out of there. Out of there in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, say what, Colin? Oh, I thought you said something. Oh. All the spirit of death, come on. Ecclesiastes 7:17 says, if I'm correct, why should you die before the time? I come against spirits of death. Come on. I break that cycle off of you right now. Break that cycle off of you right now. Come out of there now. Come on, move. Come on. There you go. Come out of there now. In Jesus' name.
Come out of there now. Loose her. You have come. Loose her. Come on, loose her in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, up, come on, come on, come on. Premature death and dying. Come on out of there now. Come out of there now. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. All right, I break all curses of sickness and disease, and I command all hereditary spirits of sickness. I'll command them to surface right now in Jesus' name. Come on. All hereditary spirits of sickness. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Up and up. In the name of Jesus. Come on.
Where's that?
Ma'am, could you tell your son to come here a minute, please? Come on out. Come here, brother. Come on, I'm not putting you on the spot. You know what it's about. Man to man. Is that right? Well, we had our talk today, right? You know what it's about. It's time to man up, right? Come here. All right, praise the Lord. Is there anybody else that have any other areas before we get ready to move on? Okay, who is it? ADHD? Oh, my buddy. Come in. Come in, my buddy. All right. Okay. Well, let's see. This has been good. Pray for healing tonight. All right. Now, before we close, is there any other areas that I need to touch before we close? Say again?
Sinuses.
We covered sinuses, but who has sinuses? Okay, put your hand up. Put your hand right there, brother. Let's believe the holy angels are right there with us. Father, we just decree healing in that area. The sinuses right now, in Jesus' name. God, we rebuke to come out of there in Jesus' name. We pray the holy angels will minister to him, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. All right. Amen. Brother, go ahead, brother. Go ahead, brother. Heal that. Well, can I say something? You have a agape love, brother. You have a governmental anointing upon you. That means that you govern your region. You are a believer in Christ. You govern that. You can govern those principalities and powers. The Bible says that when Samuel was talking over Israel, Israel's enemies were at peace with them, which means that the anointing on Samuel's life affected the atmosphere. So, brother, through your prayers, you can affect that atmosphere. Is that correct? You can govern that atmosphere because you are a believer, brother. Amen. All right. Now, what was the other area?
I had
All right. Okay. All right. Redeem the land, brother. Repeat. No, okay, brother. Okay. Well, God bless you, man. Say again? Oh, okay. Well, take a call. Just call right there. Okay. All right. Alright, well, we're going to go ahead while they're praying, and let me pray. Father, I pray in Jesus Christ's name that all those areas where the enemy had a habitation, we pray you will replace it with the image of Jesus Christ. We pray the image of Christ, O God, in those areas, Father, where the enemy had a place of habitation, Father. Your word tells us that he cast out devils and they were healed. And Father, we just thank you, God, for healing. God, we bind the demonic backlash. Acts 16, when Paul cast the demons out, the men of the city came and beat him up. So, Father, we bind in the backlash right now in Jesus' name. Lord, on our finances, our vehicles, our families, our health, strength, oh God. And Father, we just pray that the healing manifestation of the Holy Spirit will begin to continue to manifest on their lives in the name of Jesus. And Father, these babies that were here, you will meet the needs of the babies, the ADHD, the other bones, problems with the children, God, strengthen their joints and their muscles, God, and their ligaments. And then the adults here, Father, God, you are healing, that you will touch them, you have mercy on them, and in the name of Jesus. Father, we just love you, and we thank you for what you're doing, in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, give the Lord a praise. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.ADHD.com. LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.